We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar Zechira, Zechelek Rishon, Perek Ches. We're starting from the paragraph, V'yoysi mizeh matzinu b'medrash HaGodes Bereishis. What's the topic of discussion here? We've been discussing not only the punishment that awaits a person in Olam Haba, but the punishment that a person receives in Olam HaZeh as well. In the future, everyone will be misrapid. Everyone who needs a refuah will receive a refuah. Everyone will receive a refuah. Whoever needs a refuah will receive a refuah. Except for one type, one category. The nachash ain misrape, the nachash, the snake, will not be cured. Page 104 in English, on the bottom. And we're in Perek Ches, paragraph that starts with Yoyser Mizeh. So, why is it that the nachash will not be misrape? Because Shem Shinachas, not only why is it, but he says, ain le refuah, just like the nachash, a snake, will not have a refuah. Kach ha'oimer loshen hara al chaveroi, ain le refuah lasi lovai. One who speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, he will not have a refuah, lasi lovai. We'll take an important second. K'moy shenemar, it says in Koheles, he brings a pasuk, im yishoy chanachosh, b'loy lachash, kein ein yisoy nabal haloshin. A person, just like the snake when he bites, a bite of a snake, a person does not get cured from the bite of the snake bite. So too, Cain, and Yisrael about a loshoin. There's no benefit. The one who is a baal loshon hara, constantly speak loshon hara. He has no refu as well. Yes, Neil, you want to say? We have to remind ourselves that the nachash is this paradigm of the baal loshon hara because he was that first who spoke the loshon hara. He tells Naga on the top of the next page in some editions. Visa be medrash rabba parshas vayera beishes chaf. Amar Rebbelevi. Rebbelevi tells us, Lasi lavoi, lasi HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel es oidei kuchavim umazolois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the idol worshippers, the goyim, who have afflicted and caused pain to Klai Yisrael. Umayridin legehenim, and he will bring them down to Gehenim. He will punish them. Vayimer lehem, and Hashem will say to them, Lama hiyisem koinsim es banai. Why did you oppress? Why did you attack? Why did you afflict my children? Vehein oimrim loy. The oivdei avodah zarah, the idol worshippers will say back, Mehem uvehem hayubayin vaimrim lashon hara. Isha chaveroi. They were speaking lashon hara, each one man against his next, his friend. What are they saying? They're saying, what do you want from me? This is how they deal with each other. What are you looking at me? Look at themselves. Look at your own Jewish children. That's what the idea of the Zohar will say. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Medrash, Noitel Eilu Ve'elu Umaridin LeGehenim. Hashem will take both of them, both the idea of the Zohar, both the non-Jews who have oppressed us over the centuries and those Jews who spoke Lashon Hara, umayridan legehenim, and bring them down to Gehenim. What's this Haggah, what's this Medrash telling us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who, as we know, rewards every single person for every single act which they do. At the same time, if there's a punishment, the punishment will also be given to whoever deserves that punishment. So, it's not just the Oivdei Avodah Zarah will receive this punishment. It's also those who speak Lashon Hara. Let's see further. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, Baseiser, Ein lo refuah. Such a person does not have a refuah. Shnemar, it says, Moloshni Baseiser Ehu Oisoi Atzmis. I will strike down anyone who informs secretly against people. Oy soy this person atzmis. What does this mean? Atzmis the chalutin. This person will be totally destroyed. The cause of echad oimer orur make reyeyu basaser. Cursed be the one who make reyeyu hits his friend basaser. Now, how does a person hit his friend privately, quietly? How do you hit somebody if he's not there to hit him? Right, the way you hit him is you speak lashon hara against him. That's like a hit. That's hitting the person. Dalicha. You have to know, you have to understand, Shehukain, because this is the truth. The Nochash, Nochash HaKadmoini, the Nochash in Gan Eden, Shehilshin Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvein Odom Ve'ezroi, this Nochash, what did he do? The Nochash separated mankind from Hashem. And that's what a Lashon Hara does. It separates mankind from Hashem. And it separated husband and wife. Between Adam and Ezra. Between man and his helper, meaning his wife. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to this Nachash? Aruroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem cursed this Nachash. Shea ofar macholoi, that he will be eating dust. His food will be dust. Not the delicious bakuds that David brought. Not the fruit that we have out there on the table. Dust, dust of the earth. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yidale, Va'ofar Toichal Kol Yimei Chayecha. You will eat dust all the days of your life. Pirush, Kimoy Shesham Ksiv, just like it says over there, Kol Yimei Chayecha. All the days of your life. We're saying here that the Nachash will not have a refuah. B'vadei HaKavonish Lo Yisrap Afli Mois Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, this Nachash will still be eating the dust of the earth. K'may Shaman Brachas will be saying these words to Mr. Hashem in a few more weeks, a little more than a month's time. Yimei Chayecha Oilam Hazeh. Yimei Chayecha refers to this world. In the Haggadah we say these words. Ko Yimei Chayecha Lohavid Lo Yimois HaMashiach. To bring to Yimois HaMashiach. Afkan Ein Lo Refuah Tamid. We're bringing out the point we want to discuss here that we mentioned we started today with the fact that everyone will be healed when Mashiach comes. Except for who? Except for the Nachash. And he will elaborate on this point. And not just the Nachash, but the Baal Lashon Hara, the one that speaks Lashon Hara as well. Chavetz Chaim tells us, I've seen in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Shamesapeh Lashon Hara, Mizoynosav Mismatin, Kanachash. Mizoynosav. Financially. Person wants to know, he's not doing well financially. So, you speak to the financial advisor, you speak to people who have success in these other endeavors. You know where we have to go. We have to go and ask ourselves, not ourselves, people who are speaking who are not doing well. Maybe it's Lashon Hara. Maybe that's a place to turn to. Because what happens is, Mizoynus of Mismatin. Kanocha, she's like the snake. Shismatu Mizoynus of, that his sustenance was lessened. Now I want to ask a question before we continue. If I would ask you, what's easier to find? We just said over here that the Nachash is Mizoynus of Mismatin. He less Mizoynus. That means he can't find the bagels everywhere. Right? Is that true? Is it not the fact that the Nachash can find his food everywhere? I was in Eretz Yisrael and I was getting a lift from a taxi driver. Nebuch, it didn't seem like things were going well for him. And of course, whenever they see, I don't want to make a stain for everybody, but here I am, an American, okay, fine. And right away he thinks, I have a garden in my backyard with $100 bills that I pluck off the tree at my will. And he's telling me how it's not easy to make a living here. I told him, there are many people back in the land of the trees with the $100 bills. I didn't say it like that. I'm just, I don't want to, stick it to him more. But basically, his mindset was, over there, it's not a problem. Everybody has all the money in the world. It's not true. It's not true. The problem is people need panos everywhere. Not just the Eretz Yisrael. I feel bad. You know, I wish them atzlacha. So what with the snake, though? The snake, he has his mezonos everywhere, though. The snake goes wherever he wants. And here we're saying not like that. What's pshat? Wherever the snake wants to eat, what's his food? The dust is his food. So how do we understand what's going on here? He's cursed that he won't have mezonos, but he does have mezonos. He has his $100 bills anywhere he wants. One teretz which I heard is understanding what does it mean to have his parnasa. And we gave that marshal once with the uncle who said how he can have his nephews write him a letter. And he wrote a letter to his nephews and he said, have a great summer, and closes the $20, $10 for each of you, as we discussed. And they did write a letter back. And the mother of these two boys was amazed and said to her brother, the uncle, how'd you get them to write the letter? They haven't written me a letter whole summer. And the uncle said back, well, when I said I enclosed $20, I never put the $20 in there. So then they said, my dear uncle, camp is great. We're having such a wonderful time. Of course, we miss you. We're learning well. Sports are good. Swimming activities. Oh, by the way, we couldn't find the $20 you had mentioned that you put into the envelope. That's the marshal. End of story. Of course, now we know how to get someone to write us a letter. You tell them there's $20. But he, in the name show, he also gives them the money. Right? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it like this. I gave you, the Nachash, an unlimited credit card. Now, of course, the food he's going to eat is not a pastrami sandwich. It's not a cooked corned beef. Whatever delicacy you might think of, Hashem says, you're going to have whatever you need, and I'm not going to have anything to do with you. That's part of the klala. Part of the klala is that he is meruchuk. He's sent away from Hashem. There's no greater klala than that. That he is kicked away. The creator of the universe says, I have nothing, I don't have anything to do with you. Nothing at all. Now, I created you, so I'm going to give you some sustenance. Your sustenance will be right there at the feet, at your mouth. He has no feet anywhere, cut off. This is part of the klala. No relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a major part of the klala. When a person needs the parnas, when a person needs whatever he needs, and he knows that he has a phone number. What's the phone number? The phone number is, he calls Hashem. He dials HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, that's what I want. That's what tefillah is about. That you should turn to me. So Hashem gives us a credit card that has a limit. The $20 limit on it. And after $19.33, we're like, ooh, let me call my father up to renew it. So why doesn't Hashem just say, you know what? I love you so much. Let me give you the unlimited credit card. Swipe it wherever, whatever. I love you so much. You know what's going to happen? Like the mashal. How often will the people be calling Hashem? It's only when they get the letter that says, here's the $20 without the $20 in it. So Hashem says, you are my dear child. I want to have that relationship with you. I want you to be with me. So I create a situation where you will have to constantly be calling my phone number. And you need the parnasa, and you need the health, and the eyesight, and your back to work well, and your feet to work, and everything comes from me. And this is the ultimate klala where Hashem says, the Nachash, goodbye. Live your own life. I will have nothing to do with you. Let's continue now inside. One who constantly, on a regular basis, he speaks Lashon Hara. What's his punishment? Shenenosh Avorze Banius Vidalus Usharit Saros who Gam came Bismidus Tmuras Saras Muchletas. He is afflicted with what? With problems in life, poverty, lowliness, other afflictions, other problems. Shahayaroi Layois Allah Avorze Vakanal Parakei. Punishments that he deserves, as we mentioned already in Parakei. Harin is Bayer, who comes out, Mikol Eilu, Godil Onshoy, from the Chait of Lashon Hara, the punishment, Shinifroin Mimenu, Bezeh Oilam, that a person is punished for in this world, not just in the world to come. Renena Shavar Zeb, it's Soros, Svanius, Tmidius, Vilefam and Gambem Isa. Chas v'shalom. Such a person, this person is punished with suffering, poverty, and at times his chay will be so great it'll even come to misa, even to death. Chas v'shalom. V'loy dai l'bali loshin hara shegurmin lilkois ba'atzman bezeh. Up until now, the Chofetz Chaim has been telling us of the tremendous chait that exists when a person speaks Lashon Hara. What happens to him? To the speaker, the Baal Lashon Hara. Now he is adding another angle. He's painting a different picture for us. And he's telling us we have to realize it's not just for ourselves. The one who speaks the Lashon Hara that is affected and afflicted, but it's also other people in the world. Let's read these words again. Not only are the Bali Lashon Hara, those who speak Lashon Hara, the ones who get affected and hit and suffer. Elo shaloikin ha'oilam b'chetam gam kein v'zeh ha'ifin. The world. Person speaks Lashon Hara here, in Philadelphia, in New York, in America, it can affect Chas v'shalom, Rechman Aslan, Saris, and other places. Across the world. Shinifra mihen mizoynesayen alideze, that their sustenance, their parnasa, will be diminished. You know, I want to share with you something from the Vilna Gaon. I'm not saying it exactly 100%. I have to see it inside. It just popped into my head. I want to share with you. We are zeichet to have on a regular basis. I'll explain what I mean by zeichet to have. There are people who come from Eretz Yisrael, and they come collecting tzedakah. We had last night a certain Rosh Yeshiva collecting for Yeshiva in the north. The night before, I think three or four other people from Eretz Yisrael. The way the Gro explains it, I'm just going to take his explanation, just apply it to what takes place on a regular basis, is that a person can have the opportunity that people come from, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, and they say, you know what? We need for the yeshiva, we need for the orphans, we need for the whatever they need it for. The chayva, it's the bills they have. People in the family aren't well, Rachman Otzlan. Explains the Gra, that when a person gives the tzedakah, they might think they're doing the ma'isa chesed of giving tzedakah, doing the mitzvah tzedakah. He says, what did we just learn over here? In the previous paragraph, we learned some powerful words. V'lefam in gam b'misa, that sometimes a person might be punished with a misa, and that in Shemayim, there's a misa over his head. Or other tzaras, rachman al-Itzlan. The Gro explains that when the person gives that staka, he's taking that gzeira off his head. I want to just add a little twist to it. I'll add a twist and share with you a story I just heard last night. The twist is like this. It could be, who knows? Only Hashem knows. That it was his Lashon Hara that we just learned can cause poverty across the world. Then that person comes over here to America and asks for tzedakah. And then this person now has an opportunity to do some tshuva by giving tzedakah to that person who he was responsible, however this works in Shemayim, to cause that poverty. And now he thinks he's helping this person. He's helping himself. He's helping himself. I want to share with you two stories. One is nothing major. The second one is one of these stories that go home and you remember, you tell somebody. The first one, the non-major one, is about me. Okay? Last week, not this past Sunday, the week before, I needed to get a lift to New York because from New York I had to go to Lakewood. In Lakewood, I had a chasna. I would get a lift from Lakewood back to Philadelphia. Now, if I would drive in to New York, then I would have an extra car. My wife was coming into the chasna as well with the children. So I get a text. Moitzoy Shabbos, not this past Moitzoy Shabbos, last week Moitzoy Shabbos, are you looking for a lift to New York? I text back, yes, I am. So is this person. He wants to go with someone. Basically, this person orchestrated, he was a shadchan, that I will go with person A to New York. From New York, he had to go to the same chasna I was going to, and then I'll get a lift home with my wife. So beautiful, Baruch Hashem. He was a shadchan between me and this person. Yesterday, I get a text from the same person, the shadchan, we'll call him. He says to me, he's coming off a plane. I mean, Ashkenazi, his grandmother just passed away. And he went to the Levaya on Friday. And he just came back. And he said to me, do I have any suggestions, maybe how he can get back home? So I was about to sit down to learn with someone. So I didn't really have a clear mind. I threw out a name or two. Because his wife wasn't able to pick him up. She was watching the kids. And it turned out one of those names worked out. So I said to him, you know what? I said, it could be in the schus that you were that first shadchan. That's why Hashem gave me the Sa'at Shemaya to give you the name of the sechus, and then worked it out that you get home, came home. Okay. This is all nice. Nothing. Not one of those stories you're going to go home and run to tell your wife about. Okay. Or your friend. What did he tell me? What did Rabbi Ashkenazi tell me? He shared with me a story. I think he said, right, your friend said it over. Story is like this. Person comes to his friend. He says, can I borrow $250,000? You heard the story? Okay. Can I borrow $250,000? So, you know, I don't know if a friend said $200? Sure. $2? Sure, no problem. What'd you say? So $250,000 is not normally the type of question you get from your friend every day. So he said, well, I don't have that type of money. The friend, the one who wants to borrow, says, but you just told me you paid up your mortgage. So you could take a mortgage on your house. You could take it out from your house. You have the money in the house. So the one who is being asked to borrow the money says, let me go ask my Rav.
No, he talks to his wife first.
Oh, okay, well, he talks to his wife first. But I think he went to the Rav, no?
The wife said, yeah, go.
Okay, he went to the Rav. Okay. He went to the Rav. The Rav says, you should do it. Right? Okay. He goes to the bank, speaks to the banker, says to him, you want to take out the mortgage in the neighborhood where you live, there's a higher possibility of flooding, you have to take out flood insurance. That's what they tell him at the bank. You want to take out the $250,000? Take out flood insurance first, then we'll give it to you. He says, no problem. Takes out the flood insurance, lends the $250,000. Story's over. Until Hurricane Sandy comes and floods his house, and he now has insurance on his house.
3 weeks later.
3 weeks later. So who was the one who gave and who was the one who received? Now, he's going to get that $250,000 back from his friend. And now he has flood insurance. Unfortunately, his house was flooded.
Rabbi Friend, the way he ended it...
So, what we have over here is a situation where the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, V'loy dai labali lashon hara, shegar min lilakos ba'atzmo bazam. Reading the paragraph again, we have to see how powerful these words are. Not only are they causing that they themselves will be suffering, because he is the cause of the mezainos of parnasa to be lessened. And with this to conclude, Amr of Shimon Pazi, Rav Shimon Pazi says, Ein hagishamim netzarim. Why does the rain stop? Rain is a reference to the parnasa, the sustenance. The rain comes down, the vegetation grows, then we can eat, and we can sell, and we can grow. Ela b'shvil esaprei lashon hara shnemar v'chulei. We see the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Tainis tells us, why is it that the Geshamim, the rain does not come? One reason is because of Bali Lashon Hara. People speak Lashon Hara. V'gam goyreim moyso v'charbo k'tolo ba'olmo al yideze. Furthermore, death, destruction, and more killing also takes place because of why? Because people speak Lashon Hara. They speak Lashon Hara in one place. And Saras of death, of destruction, and more killing in another place as well. As we said earlier in the name of the Zohar Kodesh. Al Kain, Hechofetz Bechayov, Uvechayi Ha'ilom, one who desires life for himself and life for the whole entire world. Should he run around and promote recycling? Well, I'm not saying not to. I don't think he should be running around doing that. Let him recycle himself. He should work on Lashon Hara, on Shmiras HaLashon. Yinsar L'shoinei Meira, learn the halachas of Lashon Hara. V'yatoiv loy b'zev hava, and be good for him in this world and for all of society and the world to come as well. Thank you.